USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail has been denied for the man accused of shooting and killing eight people at a 4th of July parade Monday outside Chicago. Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli saying they believe he was considering another attack in Madison.
There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
He says all of the shooting in Highland Park was done from a roof overlooking the parade. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder and faces life in prison if convicted. At least 30 others were also injured in the attack. President Biden is spending some time in the battleground state of Ohio. The president announcing the final rule implementing the American Rescue Plan's Special Financial Assistance Program. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Two police officers are recovering after being shot during a fireworks show in Philadelphia on Monday. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Joel Dale says,
both officers, they are home recovering. They are both in good spirits, and they're both eager to come back to work.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kinney also addressing calls to step down after he learned about the shooting and remarked he would be happy when he's no longer mayor. He says he's grateful to be mayor and was overcome with emotion at the time. At One Police Plaza, members of the U.S. Marshals Service and NYPD announced the results of a June law enforcement initiative called Operation North Star. Regional Fugitive Task Force Commander Ed McMahon shares the outcome.
The results nationally of Operation North Star were a great success. We had over 1,400 fugitive apprehensions, including 230 for homicide.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A new poll is shedding some light on Americans' confidence.
A 2-year Gallup poll shows Americans have low confidence in American institutions. The president, Supreme Court, criminal justice, banks, Congress, and big business is at a record low 27%. When Trump was in office, Democrats were sour on America. With Biden in the White House, numbers indicate both parties have a lack of confidence in our institutions. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News.
It's not unusual for the party that's out of power, so when there's a Democrat president, for the Republicans to feel sour about our nation. Or when Donald Trump, a Republican, was president, Democrats felt sour about our nation. But under President Biden, everybody seems to be sour about our nation.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is making big changes to the federal student loan system. They include setting interest accrual limits and protecting defrauded borrowers. The proposal also promises to make it easier for public servants to have their debt forgiven. Firefighters are working to contain the Electra fire in Amador County, California. Firefighters are using helicopters to drop water onto the fire. Pine Grove resident Randy Harbeck tells Fox News it's important work.
They're saving a whole community. You know, doing the best they can, you know, putting in their efforts. Back to back, here comes another one.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.